Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a boutique hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. But she was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear the
stops at the fence. Here's Bailey Zimmerman.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tots he's on his sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy, see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase. The kids from 1 to 92 Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
QCountry.com.
Is picked out. This is Scott Heckman and Matt Nichols bringing you live hockey here from Park Falls Recreation Arena. If you're still in the area, there's time for you to get to the game. And I'll tell you something, it's a fast-paced game. And looked like a penalty there almost, Matt.
It did. It was not called. 5:31 to go. In the first period, 1-0, Spooner is up.
And Spooner carrying it out of the zone. Here they come on the attack. It's a 3-on-3 wide-angle shot that rolls up on Tanya, but she covers it up nicely. and well protected there by Frank.
He shot the schooner. Like I said earlier, he had one goal. But really, first shot on goal, went in on her. It was like she wasn't quite ready for it. Now
it was kind of a surprise. Almost looked like a pass, or it was just kind of a soft shot that snuck through. Since then, she's been pretty tough here.
I agree.
And both the centers getting kicked out of the center by Mr. Keefe. Yep. And that faceoff won by Spooner. Skated through the middle. There was a poke check there by Daniel. They're trying to the cycle. That one got poked away out to center by Chuz, and Chuz is going to forecheck there. Here comes Will on the forecheck. That puck sent up to center. Skating in now is Spooner. Spooner lost the handle. He was doing his best Brian Boitano there, 1 foot at a time. And that puck dug out of there by Team Seal. Here comes Chuz. Chuz backhands up. And that's bounced ahead by Will. He can't fight his way through, though. 4:27 here to play in the first. It's 1-0 Rathbone try. And a rebound. Goal. Rebound goal. That's Chuz. So that was a good wraparound on the forecheck from Will. And following that up, doing their best dog, cat, eagle for the Godfather right there. And it's 1-1 tie. Watch out here, and good save. Another save there. Falling on top of it was Harlan. Here comes Xavier. He's going to try to ice it. Now he's got a breakaway. Here comes X-Man. And save. Rebound. No. Kicked out. And both girls lost their sticks. Audrey tried to get a rebound there. She came up. And that puck brought out to center. What a great opportunity for X. And we've had a couple of good ones now. And that one's dumped in by Spooner.
That was a nice play. Very nice play.
And shot and deflected out of the net right there. 3:15 here to play. 1-1 game. Team Seal coming up, and that's probably their first tie of the year, I would think, Matt.
Yeah, I agree. Let's start out with the one goal for Spooner early on, as you mentioned, and now here we go with the two.
Nice check off the puck there by Callen. Callen sends it over, and that was read well by a couple of Spooner players. Here comes Willie. He's going to take a check off the wall, but Spooner has to regroup. And he'll send it way back down there. Here comes Will on the forecheck. Will, the sophomore. And they rim it on out. But into the stick of Nolan. Nolan's going to carry it up. He's going to dump that puck backhanded wide. Here comes Will behind the net on the forecheck. And Chuz. That puck caught up by Nolan. Kept in. Here's Chuz looking for his second. He hadn't. Willie, and he got a shot off, but it was partially deflected. Save.
But it's a zone play for Team Steel. Nice job cycling the puck around a little bit. Here for the time possession in the Spooner zone higher than it had been a little earlier in the game. 12 shots on goal for Spooner with 2:24 to go here in the first period. 3 shots on goal for Team Steel.
But they've had some better, almost better opportunities, really,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, they call them the grade A opportunities. Three more little.
And Seal keeping that in, and down below the line there is Spooner. Spooner chips that puck out, and Nolan stops it with his stick, but now it's going to be a two-on-one break here. Watch out. Feed, no.
That's one wide.
and trying to get it by him. Here comes X. He's going to race forward for the puck again. X got stick poked out of the way there. And Spooner's going to ice that puck. 1:46 here to play. Kind of surprised they did that. Looked like they had numbers, Matt.
They did. I agree. I don't know. They got a full line being coming or not. I don't know what you're calling for. Ice the puck. Get a breather for the team. 1:46 to go here. First period, 1-1. Tie game. Spooner. Team Seal.
And the top line here coming out for Team Seal. He's like, nope. So Chuz will get back in there on the faceoff, and he wins it momentarily, but picked out by Spooner. Daniel poked that free, and now he'll get over there. And there's a one-timer right there for Chuz. Blocker save, and that pass is going to miss the Spooner rails, and it's going to be another icing. 1-1 the score, 1:25. Momentum switch here for Team Seal, Matt.
I agree with you. I see Spooner's on our left. Team Seal goals on the right. We see a lot more action on the left for us. Plus to have. We have entering in 1:25 to go here in the first period. Tied up.
All right. So here we are at Park Falls Recreation Arena. Frank kept that puck in. Getting wide here, and nice sweep check right there by Harlan. Centering pass and just off the mark, but that would have been danger zone right there for Team Seal. Skating the circle is the center. Shot and a stick save. Nice by Tanya. Centering pass, and that one's close. And checked off the puck there by Frank. Daniel trying to get that puck clear. And Will's tied up with his defender. Centering pass, knocked away. Chuz is going to flip one defender, get that puck not free, and watch out. That one's off the side of the cage. A lot of close shots, just not falling for Spooner here now. And this has been their best defensive attack. That puck wide, and there's a shot and save. Tanya's held up pretty good here. She's faced probably, that was a barrage of maybe 3-4 shots in that time.
Yeah, a lot of good team looks. Nothing really close to her for the most shots. That's fine. High in the near side for us. She's at the blue line. And that's how they're trying to the goal better.
That's right, Matt.
16 seconds to go here in the first period. 1-1.
All right. So, face-off won by Spooner. 8 seconds here to play. Spooner gets it around the half wall, sends in a shot. That one's a save. And here comes. And that's the end of the period. 1-1. So sorry we're a little late getting in here. We had, just a cross-up here. 6 o'clock start. They thought it was 6:30. So, but the game is tied right now, 1-1 after the first period. And a lot of hockey action. Again, if you're in the Park Falls or Phillips area, come on up. There's plenty of time to catch the rest of the game here, Matt.
I agree with you. We got Duck Puck coming up too.
Yep.
Just love that.
And the newly renovated concession stand here.
Yep.
So we're gonna send it back to 98Q Country for a 7-minute break. 7 minutes.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance, conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
AP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Scott Heckman along with Matt Nichols here bringing you high school hockey action at 98Q. You can also stream it online or get the Civic Media app on your phone, and you can listen to local sports all over the place with Civic Media, which is kind of nice. I know I like calling games, and Matt hasn't done a lot on radio, but he's done a lot with different things like that. But recap of the first period, we have Team Steel tied up with the Spooner Rails. The Spooner Rails have 14 shots on goal to 4. The first goal of the game came from Tanner Johnson, a freshman, unassisted. And that was probably, I don't know, a minute and a half into the game or so.
Yeah, really
it was on. Pretty quick. And since then, Tanya Duell has done a really good job in goal. I don't know if she saw that. It was kind of almost looked like just a soft pass to her. And it just, you know, it was kind of a surprise almost like. But then, later on in the first,
I should know by the left hand, it looks like it's his goal of the season.
And he's, yeah,
freshman. Top standard first goal as a high school officer.
So, but scoring for Team Steel, on the forecheck, Will got the puck down behind the net. He had a wraparound shot. There was a rebound, and scooping that and putting it in was Chuzz. And for those of you that don't know him, it's Callan Chuzzles. He's a real spark plug out there. A lot of energy on the ice.
Yeah, I agree.
And, of course, his dad is over here announcing. And he's like the technical guru over there, too. And if you don't know where it is, it's right by the football field, on the south end of the football field. And, yeah, so here come Team Steel. They're going to be dressed in their gray with the big Swooping Eagle holding on to the logger axe, double bit axe, in the claws, and they're going to get ready and get started right here. Mr. Keith, he's going to be at center dropping the puck. And Angelina at center. Faceoff won by Spooner. Spooner tries to kick that puck in and does finally get there. On the chase now is Harlan. Harlan from behind the net sends it over. And getting clear now. Here comes Chuz. Callen dumps that puck in there. On the chase and the forecheck is Angelina. Swims one defender. Defender goes back the other way. And here's Will coming in on the change. He didn't start the period. The normal number one center right there, Will Kraus.
16-19 going here in the first period. We only have three players.
All right. Here we go. Harlan carrying that puck up. Harlan makes a nice move through the middle. Angelina now will dump that puck down into the corner. Spooner, here comes Xavier on the forecheck. And that puck taken away right into the stick of Angelina. Angelina sends it back out to Harlan. That puck didn't quite make it to the net. It was a hard wrist shot on the half wall. Keeping it in there is Nolan. Trying to get clear. There is Spooner and Dew. And here they come. Now they got a two-on-one break. Two-on-one. There's a shot high. And had an opportunity to pass to somebody and didn't. Spooner gets it clear. Here's a shot. In high. Rattles behind the cage. Harlan didn't see the defender coming up behind him. And the defender took that away from him. Now down from behind the net. Back out to the point. Wrist shot and saved and frozen by Tanya. 15:09 here to play in the second. It's 1-1. Team Seal tied up here with the Spooner Rail. Out there now is going to be Callen and Will and Audrey on the front line. That faceoff won by Spooner. Shot sent in and trying to get it up to the side. That one sent in high, over top. Shot deflected before it made the net, and they're trying to send in bombs from the point, and that one's way high again, too.
That's more shots in a row from the point.
And that puck not kept in, and Chuz comes up on the chase. Re-entering the zone attempt is Spooner. Spooner backhands it up. Harlan backhands it up to center. And Chuz gets that puck back. And here he comes. He's got a little steam. He just taps it down into the corner as he goes in for the change. And that puck loose. And uh-oh. Gosh, Audrey. My daughter Audrey, new to the game, didn't see that puck. And there was an opportunity to kind of poke that puck down there. Nice exit or nice breakout pass from Xavier over to Angelina. Angelina taps it down, takes a little check afterward. Now the defender loses his stick. They tried to center it up out to Harlan. And, uh-oh, watch out. And we're going to get a penalty right there on Frank, but he almost had to do it.
That was a nice play. The entrance on that was strong.
I think he got a hooking call. I'm not sure. Interference. All right. Well, I've heard it both ways, Matt. Interference, hooking. There we go. So 1-1, and it's going to be a power play kill for Team Seal now.
13:42 to go. Second period tied up at one. Oh,
and
not anymore.
There's a goal from the point off of the faceoff. That would be number 7, Mason Seifert. So a power play goal for Seifert. Will tried to get in the way of that, but kind of screened his goalie and went top shelf right side.
2-1 the score now. Spooner is up 13:38 to go in here in the second period. 19 shots on goal. 4 shots on goal.
Mason Seifert scored that, assisted by Jesse Morales and Owen Jernovsik. So, 2-1 now. I guess the good thing about that is that they didn't waste all their energy killing the penalty. Because that was about 5 seconds into that kill. And there's a shot that was deflected. Here comes Will, and he's going to get a two-on-two here. Takes it wide, gets wide, one defender, and misses just outside the goal. He had a good opportunity. He got clear fully of that defender. And that puck rattles down and around. Will, a little disappointed with himself, missing the net entirely.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity for Will. Nice rush.
And he got right around that big defender. I don't think he thought he was going to be able to. And there's a backhanded try. Nice shoulder save there. Shot from the point and saved by Tanya.
Yeah, that's good. I'll do the fields are down low.
All right, face-off won by Team Steel. Carrying it all the way around there is Xavier. Trying to get to the corner was Audrey. And then checked off the puck by Nolan. There it was. Backhanded out to center. There's a shot deflected. No. And sent all the way around by Frank over to Xavier. Xavier gets it clear. And then we got a little anticipated whistle, I think, there. And we're going to get an offside. .1203 here to play. And face-off won by Team Seal. Frank rims it all the way around near side up to Xavier. Xavier tries, and we're going to say no ice. He tried to backhand that over to Angelina. And Spooner gets it up, and oh, watch out. Their center got clear but couldn't hold on that toe drag there. He got caught up in the net, and they're going to get a stoppage of play. That's good news for Team Seal because they needed a change. 11:30 here to play in the second, it's Team Seal trailing 2-1. Blocker save right there. And that puck kept in. And low. There's another glove save, rebound, and puck out. And they're going to call interference, goalie interference, cross-checking. Nolan just protecting his goalie there. Got in there and cross-checked the guy that was right in Tanya's grill. Tanya made some great saves right there, Matt. I'll tell you. There was maybe three in there and on the ground, and that the puck was loose and just dove right in front of it. So there's going to be another power play kill here for Team Seal. That one sent out and picked up. Will tried to come up and got that by him on the forecheck now. That one poked away nicely and out to center. Nice play right there from Harlan. On the chase is Chuz. Chuz got a stick on that, and that puck is going to get back on out.
1:30 to go here in the power play.
Harlan sends that one down. Trying to enter the zone is Spooner. And shot and goal. It's off the glove of Tanya. Almost got that caught, but just couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, Slowed it down quite a bit. Not enough to get the goal. 3-1 now for second power play goal for Susan. As we go.
All right, now taking the faceoff. Here is Angelina. Angelina wins it. That one backhanded up. And Spooner sends that down into the zone. Here comes the puck. Spooner in on the zone again, but it's picked off there by Keith. Send up to side. Tried to tap it up to center. Couldn't do it. Was Xavier. Xavier gets it back. Loses it to the defenseman there. And here comes Frank. Frank's got one man to beat. Frank taking it wide. And, oh, just shot wide. It was a good idea. Shot that puck just maybe past the top of the circle. And it was a good time to do that. That puck kept in by Nolan. And battling along the side wall there is Audrey. And that puck sent off of a Spooner defender and picked up by Harlan. Audrey taps it forward. Got that taken away, though. And here comes Spooner on the forecheck. Backhanded by Chuz. Loses feet. That puck sent in. Nice stick right there by Will to knock it away. Yeah. All right. Coming back up. Team Seal. And Chuz gets it out to center. And here comes Spooner. Backhands it to the defenseman. That puck gloved and held down. Rebound, though, after Tanya dropped it. Sent out to center now, and Spooner reset. Spooner tries to dump that puck into the zone here. They chase it down in there. That's Garrett Dernovsek. Centering pass in the slot, and that was defended nicely by Nolan. Backhanded to center. This is going to get a shot on goal. He has to redeflect that over to his defenseman on the chase here. And keeping that puck down there is Daniel. That puck off of the skate of a Spooner player, and it's going to be icing. So 7:45 here to play.
Spooner up 3-1. What kind of shots on goal? They've kept the pace going. They had 14 shots on goal. The first period, other shots on goal so far this period. And
face off one by Angelina. Shot coming in, and that was a little bit wide by Nolan. Kept in by Keith. And that shot got off the skate of one of the Spooner rails. Chasing down into the corner was Audrey. And now here comes Xavier working, and he tried to send it back to his defender. On the chase here is Keith. Frank will pick it up behind the net, backhand it over, but Spooner hit a nice move there. Back out to the point man, and knocked away there by Xavier. Kind of, you could see the little bit of pain there off the shin from Xavier, and that's part of the deal.
He was a little slow to recover on that one. 6-5 to go here, second period, 2-1.
And there's a redeflect shot. And we're going to get a timeout or a whistle stoppage of play because I think the net got knocked off. And Tanya made another nice play on that that kind of a shot pass right there, Matt.
Yeah, there's two shots right there. Covered on both.
And puck knocked out there by Daniel nicely. And Daniel trying to backhand it up. Chuz knocks it off the board, but into the stick of a Spooner player. Spooner gets that puck deep into the zone of, and Will lost the puck under his skate. Here comes Chuz, though. He dumps that puck in, goes for the chase. Looking to make somebody pay, I thought. He is feisty, for sure. Spooner trying to skate that puck out. Almost got pickpocketed by Will right in front of the net. Back over to the other defenseman. Will coming on over. And Team Seal keeps it down, keeps it in nicely by Harlan. Will on the forecheck trying to get tied up with that defenseman, and they're trying to get that clear, and they finally do, but it's back out the center for Frank. Back up to Angelina on the change. Angelina sends in a shot, but it was deflected. And here comes Xavier. Xavier got tripped up, and we're going to draw a penalty. First power play coming here for Team Seal. 5:30 here to play in the second. I think that was a trip, but I'm not sure.
The first power play, you've had, he's going a third penalty of the game, two first penalties, all three penalties, by the way, so far in this period. First of course, against cross-checking the call, it's a minor.
So, number two, Brian Boltink, Jr., got it for cross-checking. That face-off won by Spooner, and they dump that puck up, but Harlan gets it. Right now on the ice, we've got Will at right wing, Angelina at center. And here comes Willie. Willie, he's going to take it all the way across. Takes that wide. Gets going. Gets going and, oh, had another shot and just missed high, unless it was deflected by the goalie. I couldn't tell, Matt. He had a good opportunity. Will on the forecheck behind the net. Got it poked away partially there. Now Frank dumps that puck down in. Decent power play so far for Team Seal. Finally clearing is Spooner.
Now we got a minute 13 left to go on the power play. The ball's just...
All right, that was a drop pass by Chuz and couldn't hold on to it. There's a nice tap ahead. And getting a little face full of snow is Tanya. After she made that save, basically it was like a tap ahead by the Spooner player on the rush.
He had a bit of a rush. Took a shot that was kind of a lazy shot. He got a push ahead.
He was trying to run up and get it, and yeah. It just was a little too far for him.
Yeah. Almost scary one for the goalie. She just fell right on top of it.
And that face-off won, but here comes Spooner, and they backhand it up to center. Here comes Xavier. Xavier takes it wide. Xavier gets the corner, trying to center that pass, but it hit the cage. Chuz keeps it in momentarily. On the chase now, Will, down below. And backhanded up by Nolan, but dragged out of play by a Spooner defenseman. Harlan, back up. Up to Will, down center, and Will tried to tap that over to Chuz and couldn't get it by him. Here comes Sobralski, and he went short side high and got a shorthanded goal. That was a nice play.
It wasn't. He didn't have much space, but it was just short side high over the right shoulder of the back end. But he found the space, got a goal.
So it's 4-1 now on that shorthanded goal. 15 seconds remaining on the power play for Team Seal, who actually has had a few opportunities here on the power play. Face off. Won by Spooner.
Oh, another penalty that's called
it.
Is all against Team Seal.
Frank Keith. Tripping.
So it's some 4-on-4 hockey for 5 seconds, and then another minute, 55 seconds after that, a power play opportunity for Twitter. With 34 to go here in the second period, 4-1.
Four on four, and Spooner didn't realize that they were going to get it. And here it comes. Now it's going to be 5-on-5. We get an icing on Team Seal for 5-on-4. So power play begins for teams or for Spooner. 1:53 here to play. I should say 1:53 to go in the power play for Spooner, or penalty kill for Team Seal. 3:26 to go in the second. 4-1 deficit here now for Team Seal. Face off. Won by
now it's on the zone, Team Seal. Nice centering pass. Selected wide behind the net by Tanya and back out to the point. So Seal will keep it in the zone. Near side pass to Seal on far side. Look, back to the near side point. Here's the handle on it. Use the recovered goal as a call to play. 1:20 to go. Scott in, gets selected high up behind the net.
And out to the point again. Spooner taking their time. They tried to get it to the middle slot, but it was pretty well defended there by Harlan. They're not really chasing anything. And now Team Seal, or Spooner, loses the handle. And coming out to chase, there is Xavier. Off the